Imagine this. You're right there, maybe in a crucial meeting with international partners, or perhaps getting medical advice overseas, and the conversation just flows. Ideas get across, the subtle points land, even a joke works, all without that mental juggling act, that feeling, that seamless connection where language isn't the roadblock. Well, that's the promise of AI-powered real-time translation. So today we're going to dive deep into how this is all changing our mission to really cut through the hype, get past the surface level stuff, and explore how it works, the real strengths, and maybe some surprising challenges. We want to give you that unfiltered look at what's actually making this technology tick right now.
Yeah, and what's really kind of revolutionary here isn't just about speed, though that's part of it. For years, decades really, global business, travel, it's all been navigating this maze of language barriers. And that often led to mistakes, delays, just that feeling of being disconnected, right? We've shifted from those, well, frankly, clunky dictionary type translations.
Right, the word for word things.
Exactly, to something much more profound. It's not just swapping words anymore. The AI is genuinely trying to interpret the intention, the cultural context, even the emotional tone. And that shift, that's absolutely fundamental to understanding how this is changing global interaction.
That difference, interpreting versus just translating, that feels critical. Because let's be honest, we've all had that moment, haven't we? That video call where a key point gets lost, or a customer service chat just becomes awkward pauses. And these aren't small things, they're friction. They lead to missed deals, big misunderstandings. They can really undermine trust, whether you're talking high-stakes business or just, trying to order coffee.
Precisely. And that's the core problem that AI translation is really aiming to solve. It lets people speak their own language and, crucially, be understood almost instantly. It allows for a much more natural conversation flow for businesses. I mean, especially those maybe partnering with AI development firms to build this in. It's about turning that fundamental barrier into a, well, a direct connection, boosting efficiency.
Okay, so if you've used, say, translation apps from a few years back, you might have a certain idea in your head. But what you're saying is this new generation of real-time AI, it's fundamentally different.
Oh, completely. Those older tools were incredibly rigid. They treated language almost like a fixed math problem. Strict grammar rules, direct word substitutions.
Yeah, okay.
They could maybe handle a very simple, perfectly formed sentence, but throw real human speech at them, idioms, slang, the way we actually talk, like using gonna instead of going to or technical terms, they just fell apart.
They couldn't handle the messiness of real conversation.
Exactly. It was mechanical. It just couldn't grasp that fluidity.
So what's different now? Why is the new AI so much better?
Well, that's the key, isn't it? Modern AI systems don't just swap words. They have a much more holistic grasp of how language actually works in the real world. They've learned from such enormous amounts of human speech and text. They see patterns, context. It's far beyond what old rule-based systems could manage. So think about things like understanding idioms like break a leg. An old system gives you a literal nonsensical translation.
Right.
Modern AI gets the intent. It means good luck. Or adjusting formality. It can figure out if you need to be formal or casual. That's huge across cultures.
Ah, interesting. So it picks up on situational cues.
It learns them from the data.
Wow.
And it learns conversational shortcuts like gonna or wanna. They're not errors to the AI, they're just natural speech. And crucially, the output sounds natural. The goal isn't just to be correct, but to sound like a person, not a robot.
So it's less mechanical, more organic.
Very much so. And a lot of this comes down to advances in, well, the underlying tech, like neural networks, especially things called transformer architectures. They let the AI look at the whole sentence at once, understand how all the words relate, not just in sequence. That's why it feels smarter, more nuanced.
Okay, so the makeaway here is it's not about you having to talk like a robot for the machine anymore.
Exactly.
A machine is adapting to you. So you can just focus on the conversation, on what you want to say, and what the other person means. It takes away that extra mental effort, right? Lets you actually engage.
Precisely. It lowers the cognitive load significantly.
It really does sound almost like magic when you put it like that. But obviously, it's not. There's a sophisticated process happening behind the scenes almost instantly. You mentioned three steps.
That's right. It's a really slick integration of AI at each stage. First, you've got speech recognition. This is where it captures what you say and turns it into text. And modern AI is incredibly good at this now, filtering background noise, handling different accents, even speech impediments. It does this super fast in milliseconds.
Okay, so voice to text, step one.
Step two is machine translation. And this is really the core of it. Unlike the old word-by-word method, the AI looks at the entire piece of text, the whole sentence, maybe surrounding sentences too. It figures out the full context, the intent, before it translates. It's grasping the underlying thought.
Ah, so it's not just translating words, it's translating meaning.
Exactly. That deep contextual analysis makes all the difference between a translation that's just okay and one that sounds truly natural. Then, step three, speech synthesis. The translated text gets turned back into audio. And again, AI is making huge strides here, generating voices that sound natural, with human-like pacing, intonation, even matching the emotional tone sometimes.
Trying to make it indistinguishable from a human.
That's the goal. And the amazing part is this whole cycle is constantly learning. The more data it gets, different accents, slang, conversation styles, the better it gets. It uses techniques like reinforcement learning, basically learning from real-world use, constantly tweaking its understanding.
So for you, the person using it, what does that feel like? What's the immediate difference?
The most obvious thing is flow. Much smoother conversations. You'll notice way less lag between speaking and hearing the translation. It allows for that natural back and forth rhythm.
Which is impossible just a few years ago, really.
Absolutely. And that speed, that seamlessness, is vital in time-sensitive moments. Think negotiations, emergencies, even just asking for directions quickly.
Okay, so speed and flow are big ones. What else?
Well, beyond just speed, there are some really game-changing advantages. Less interruption is huge. You don't need those awkward pauses after every single sentence waiting for the translation. The conversation just keeps moving.
More like a real dialogue.
Exactly. Then there's better clarity and tone. Because the AI gets context and intent, it can convey tone better. Formal, informal, maybe even urgency. Your message sounds more authentic, less robotic. Fewer misunderstandings because the tone got lost.
Yeah, that robotic voice can really flatten the meaning sometimes.
Right. And finally, greater reach. This tech opens up global communication to so many more people. You don't always need a human interpreter physically present. It kind of democratizes interaction across languages.
Let's make that concrete. Think about, say, a small business owner. They want to call a potential client in a new country. Before, that was a huge hurdle, right? Hire an interpreter, maybe. Expensive.
Definitely.
But now they can potentially just make the call, speak their language, the AI translates instantly, and they have a direct personal conversation.
That's the potential, yes. It dramatically lowers the barrier to entry for international business. It builds connection in a way that just wasn't scalable before.
That connection piece is interesting because it's not just the words, is it? Anyone who's lived or worked across cultures knows how much tone and nuance matter. A translation could be technically perfect, but still lands completely wrong if it misses the cultural layer.
Oh, absolutely critical. And this is another area where the AI really shines compared to older methods. Think about it. A casual phrase in English might need a much more formal equivalent in, say, Japanese or Korean to avoid being disrespectful.
Right. Literal translation could be a disaster.
Exactly. Old systems just couldn't manage that. But modern AI, because it's trained on massive amounts of real-world diverse conversations, it learns these subtleties. It learns to pick the right register, the right tone for the situation and the culture. It's not just translating the words, it's translating the appropriateness.
That's fascinating. So, this building cultural competency into the translation.
In a way, yes. And that's vital for building real connection and avoiding those unintentional missteps that can sour anything from a casual chat to a major business deal.
So, where is this tech actually showing up now? Where might we encounter it, maybe without even realizing?
It's integrating pretty rapidly into things we already use. Think about video conferencing, Zoom, Teams, etc. Many now have live captions, even live audio translation built in.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that.
Mobile travel apps are another big one. Features that let you have a spoken conversation with someone locally, face to face. Customer service platforms are using it heavily, so an agent can talk in their language, the customer in theirs, and the system translates back and forth.
Makes sense. Huge efficiency gain there.
Definitely. We're seeing it pop up in healthcare settings too, helping patients and doctors communicate without waiting for a human translator. Even education students accessing lessons in their preferred language. The trend is clear. It's moving away from being a separate app you have to open and becoming just a feature, embedded in the tools we use daily, making it feel ubiquitous.
Okay, this all sounds incredibly promising, almost transformative. But like any rapidly evolving tech, it can't be perfect yet. There must be limitations, challenges. What are some of the drawbacks or hurdles that real-time AI translation still needs to overcome.
That's a really important reality check. Yes, it's impressive, but there are definitely areas where it still struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Accuracy in edge cases is one.
Yeah.
You know, really heavy regional slang, or when people talk over each other very quickly.
Like in a heated debate.
Exactly. Or highly specialized jargon, think deep medical terminology or complex engineering speak. The AI might miss the nuance that a human expert in that specific field would catch. There's also the energy footprint. Running these huge AI models constantly takes a lot of computing power.
The environmental cost.
Right. It's a growing concern for sustainability as this becomes more widespread. And then there's the big one, privacy and data security.
Yeah. If it's translating sensitive conversations.
Precisely. Many systems use cloud servers for the processing. So if you're discussing legal matters, confidential business strategy, personal health information, where does that data go? How secure is it? Strong encryption, clear rules about data storage and deletion, compliance with things like GDPR, these aren't optional extras. They're essential. Choosing a secure platform with transparent data policies is absolutely critical, especially in sensitive fields.
The security is paramount.
Non-negotiable in many contexts. And maybe one more. Cost of customization. While the general models are getting great, if a company needs hyper-accuracy for very specific internal lingo or a niche industry, they might need custom training. And that can be a significant investment.
Okay, so challenges remain. Accuracy in tough spots. Energy use, privacy, customization costs. But the overall direction seems clear. Looking ahead, what's next? What advancements can we realistically expect as this tech keeps maturing?
The future is pretty exciting, honestly. As these AI models get trained on even more data and research continues, we can expect several things. Even deeper understanding of meaning. Getting better at picking up humor, sarcasm, irony, complex wordplay. The really tricky stuff for AI right now.
Making it truly understand human subtlety.
That's the aim. Also, hyper-realistic voice synthesis. Voices that sound even more natural, adapting pitch and emphasis perfectly, really blurring that line between human and machine speech. And something really interesting, personalized translation profiles.
What do you mean by that?
Imagine the AI learning your specific way of speaking, your common phrases, your style, maybe even your tone, and then applying that personalized voice when it translates for you. So it sounds more like you speaking another language.
Wow. Okay. That's moving beyond just language to individual communication style.
Exactly. And finally, much tighter integration with other AI tools. Think translation that automatically generates meeting summaries in multiple languages, or drafts follow-up emails based on the translated chat. It becomes part of a bigger AI communication assistant.
A whole ecosystem of support.
Right. The ultimate goal is making international communication feel as smooth, as effortless, as just talking to someone who speaks your own language.
It's clear this is moving fast.
Yeah.
And even if, you know, you the listener aren't having multilingual chats every day right now, the way things are going with global connection, this tech is going to touch more and more parts of our lives. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And that brings up a key question. Why does getting your head around this matter now? It's not just about using the apps. Understanding this helps you make smart choices. Maybe deciding if your business should adopt it, evaluating different tools, even spotting career opportunities in this growing field. And crucially, AI translation doesn't aim to replace the value of learning a language or genuine human connection.
That's an important distinction.
It is. Instead, it removes the friction that often gets in the way of connection. It takes away that constant mental strain of just trying to understand the words. It frees you up to focus on the meaning, the ideas, the person you're talking to. It enables engagement.
So, summarizing this whole journey, we've gone from slow, pretty clunky, often inaccurate translations to something that's incredibly fast, feels much more natural, and is surprisingly accurate most of the time.
You can just speak your language, listen to theirs, and focus on the actual conversation, not the mechanics of translation. It allows connection without demanding fluency first.
It really feels like before too long, you could be having a really important conversation with someone on the other side of the world and almost forget that there's this powerful AI silently translating every word back and forth between you.
Exactly. And that leads to a bigger thought, maybe something for you to mull over. As AI keeps breaking down these language walls, what new kinds of global collaboration become possible? What deeper levels of understanding could we reach? How might this change how we even think about foreign interactions, making them feel less foreign and simply more human? It really opens up the imagination about our shared future.
Imagine this. You're right there, maybe in a crucial meeting with international partners, or perhaps getting medical advice overseas, and the conversation just flows. Ideas get across, the subtle points land, even a joke works, you know, all without that mental juggling act, that feeling, that seamless connection where language isn't the roadblock. Well, that's the promise of AI-powered real-time translation. So today we're going to dive deep into how this is all changing, our mission to really cut through the hype, get past the surface level stuff, and explore how it works, the real strengths, and maybe some surprising challenges. We want to give you that unfiltered look at what's actually making this technology tick right now.
Yeah, and what's really kind of revolutionary here isn't just about speed, though that's part of it. For years, decades really, global business, travel, it's all been navigating this maze of language barriers. And that often led to mistakes, delays, just that feeling of being disconnected, right? We shifted from those, well, frankly, clunky dictionary type translations.
Right, the word for word things.
Exactly, to something much more profound. It's not just swapping words anymore. The AI is genuinely trying to interpret the intention, the cultural context, even the emotional tone. And that shift, that's absolutely fundamental to understanding how this is changing global interaction.
That difference, interpreting versus just translating, that feels critical. Because, let's be honest, we've all had that moment, haven't we? That video call where a key point gets lost, or a customer service chat just becomes awkward pauses. And these aren't small things. They're friction. They lead to missed deals, big misunderstandings. They can really undermine trust, whether you're talking high stakes business or just, you know, trying to order coffee.
Precisely. And that's the core problem that AI translation is really aiming to solve. It lets people speak their own language and, crucially, be understood almost instantly. It allows for a much more natural conversation flow. For businesses, I mean, especially those maybe partnering with AI development firms to build this in, it's about turning that fundamental barrier into a, well, a direct connection, boosting efficiency.
Okay, so if you've used, say, translation apps from a few years back, you might have a certain idea in your head. But what you're saying is this new generation of real-time AI, it's fundamentally different.
Oh, completely. Those older tools were incredibly rigid. They treated language almost like a fixed math problem. Strict grammar.